This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, January 18, 2022, and these are the headlines. The city government has extended the removal of the reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction test, or RT-PCR test requirement for travelers entering the city via land, sea, and air. This was based on the Executive Order No. 66, Series of 2021, Section 1, Extension, an order providing for the removal of the RT-PCR test requirement for travelers entering the city via land, sea, and air. The order said that no document shall be required for entry into Davao City except for security checks that may be required by the AFP and PNP personnel for the purpose of anti-crime, anti-illegal drugs, and anti-terrorism operations. All travelers by international air travel arriving in Davao City, including those international passengers arriving through connecting domestic flights, shall comply with the requirements and guidelines provided by the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Disease. Meanwhile, President Rodrigo Duterte has named 10th Infantry Division Commander Major General Ernesto Torres Jr. as the new Commanding General of Northern Luzon Command. Torres replaced outgoing Commander Lieutenant General Burgos. Torres is a member of Philippine Military Academy Makatao Class of 1989 and holds a master's degree in Military Arts and Sciences from the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. In business, Legacy Leisure Residences has every reason to be optimistic this 2022. Chris Ron Holiday Builders Incorporated's maiden project hurdled challenges that came up since its official launching in January of 2020. In 2021, the construction of Tower 2, the first of four residential towers rising, completed its initial stages of construction on time. Before the year ended, the Tower 2 and the clubhouse's construction were simultaneously rising above ground. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.